From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you're looking for proof that teenagers aren't only interested in texting their friends or finding out who got booted off American Idol, there is Poetry Out Loud. It's a recitation contest sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation, and the winner will be announced tonight. About 200,000 high school students took part in this year's competition. They recited poetry of all kinds from memory. NPR's Elizabeth Blair listens in.
At Lisner Auditorium on the campus of George Washington University, the theater is pitch dark. The audience is quiet. Four judges sit down in front. The only thing on stage is a microphone. One by one, students take their turns.
Death, be not proud, though some have called.
Don't do it. She's the wrong woman.
At pet stores in Detroit, you can buy frozen rats for 75 cents a piece.
America settles in the mold of its vulgarity, heavily thickening to empire.
I want to say, just got to say something about those beautiful, 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 out of sight black men.
Students from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands have recited a lot of poetry to make it this far in high school, regional, and state contests. The judging is tough. Students are scored on physical presence, voice and articulation, level of difficulty, and understanding. They pick three poems from a list of about 600. Dana Gioia is chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts.
And what we really want to do is to open up the whole world of poetry to these kids and show them that almost anything that's part of human experience, there is a great poem about.
Fever 103 by Sylvia Plath.
Allison Strong is the finalist from New Jersey. She says she practiced with her teachers and poets in residence at her high school in Union City. It took her a while to get Sylvia Plath right.
It's very easy to get a little overdramatic with that poem. In my classroom competition, I flailed my arms around and I was screaming and it was ridiculous. And then the poets in residence, the judges told me afterwards, "You did great, but you need to tone it down."
Pure. What does it mean? The tongues of hell are dull, dull as the triple tongues of dull fat Cerberus who wheezes at the gate.
Allison Strong also recited a Shakespeare sonnet and Allen Ginsberg's Supermarket. She'll go on to compete in Poetry Out Loud's final round tonight. Students are encouraged to choose poems of different styles and time periods.
She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron.
Tia Robinson, the finalist from Virginia, showed real talent for conveying a poem's meaning, but also for making it her own. She recited poems by Nikki Giovanni and Lucille Clifton. The one who gave her the most trouble? Lord Byron.
He's a man, and I'm a woman, you know. He's Caucasian, and I'm African-American, so it's kind of hard to put yourself in those shoes when you don't really know how he's feeling.
So Tia Robinson pretended she was reading the poem to her mother, who died when Tia was 2.
A mind at peace with all below. A heart whose love is innocent.
Tia Robinson did not make it to tonight's final round, but she's only a sophomore and plans to compete next year. In the lead-up to the first Poetry Out Loud 3 years ago, there were complaints that making teenagers memorize poems would just turn them off. But the program is entirely voluntary, and it has grown exponentially. Poet Holly Bass is one of the judges.
There's nothing like being able to recall some beautiful literature by heart. And the fact that it is almost a lost art in America, it just makes this kind of competition all the more important.
Tonight, 12 students are competing in Washington, D.C. to become Poetry Out Loud's national champion. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.